A move to tighten security screenings at Will Rogers World Airport. The University of Oklahoma will lead an 8-year training program for the Postal Service. And the Cherokee Nation celebrates Pride Month. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Thursday, June 13th. I'm Deborah Ashar. The TSA is enhancing security measures at Will Rogers World Airport. This comes after an Edmond resident was arrested in Turks and Caicos for carrying hunting ammunition in his carry-on. It had passed undetected through TSA screening. Ryan Watson is facing a 12-year prison sentence. He is among 5 Americans detained for similar offenses. TSA officers at the airport will undergo more training to improve their ability to catch prohibited items. Officials say failure to adhere to the new protocols could lead to administrative leave or termination. Early voting started today for next week's primary election. Oklahoma's federal House representatives are all up for re-election. Stephanie Bice and Josh Burkeen will head straight to the general election, but Frank Lucas, Kevin Hearn, and Tom Cole will all face opponents in Tuesday's Republican primary. The ballot also has races for state legislative seats, county sheriffs, and a few local tax issues. To vote early, head to your county election board today, tomorrow, or Saturday. Voting on Tuesday begins at 7 in the morning and takes place at your designated polling place. The University of Oklahoma has been awarded an $80 million contract to provide workforce development training for the U.S. Postal Service employees. OU's College of Continuing Education will lead the 8-year initiative. The university plans to onboard more than 100 new employees from the National Center for Employment Development, many of whom are former postal workers or military personnel. The training will cover a range of subjects, including technology, machinery, and professional development. The initiative aims to address USPS staffing challenges and reduce turnover. June is Pride Month, and the Cherokee Nation has made recent steps toward equity for all citizens. Oklahoma Public Media Exchange's Sarah Lisi reports Monday marked a significant milestone in the tribal nation.
I do hereby proclaim June 2024 as Pride Month in the Cherokee Nation Reservation.
Principal Chief Chuck Hoskin Jr. signed a declaration emphasizing all Cherokee citizens should be respected no matter whom they love.
There are young people right now that who they see when they look in the mirror is worthy of condemnation, but I want them to know more than anyone else that the Cherokee Nation and the Cherokee people love you and that we see you.
The Cherokee Nation legalized same-sex marriage in 2016, following the U.S. Supreme Court's 2015 ruling. I'm Sarah Lisi.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Ashar.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.